I'm taking this opportunity to advocate two poets' work for you out there to pursue and enjoy. The poets might be surprising. The former Jorge Luis Borges, the great Argentine writer, born in 1899, who died in 1986, is widely praised and appreciated, beloved for his fiction. You might know Ficciones, El Aleph, and that's justifiable praise. Those are masterworks of fiction. But as a poet, he's also incredibly important to me. So I'm going to share with you one of my favorite Borges poems, which is called Mateo 25:30, which means Matthew 25:30, and is a reference to the New Testament, the Gospels, and is from the book El Otro El Mismo, The Self and the Other, published in 1964. Here's the poem, Matthew 25:30, which has an epigraph in English. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The first bridge, Constitution Station. At my feet, the shunting trains trace iron labyrinths. Steam hisses up and up into the night, which becomes at a stroke the night of the last judgment. From the unseen horizon, and from the very center of my being, an infinite voice pronounced these things. Things, not words. This is my feeble translation, time-bound, of what was a single, limitless word. Stars, bread, libraries of East and West, playing cards, chessboards, galleries, skylights, cellars, a human body to walk with on the earth, fingernails growing at night time and in death, shadows for forgetting, mirrors busily multiplying, cascades in music, gentlest of all time shapes, borders of Brazil, Uruguay, horses and mournings, a bronze weight, a copy of the Grettir saga, algebra and fire, the charge at Hunin in your blood, days more crowded than Balzac, scent of the honeysuckle, love and the imminence of love, an intolerable remembering, dreams like buried treasure, generous luck, and memory itself, where a glance can make men dizzy. All this was given to you, and with it the ancient nourishment of heroes, treachery, defeat, humiliation. In vain have oceans been squandered on you, in vain the sun wonderfully seen through Whitman's eyes. You have used up the years, and they have used up you. And still, you have not written the poem. The second poet whom I'll share with you today and hope you'll look to and read and enjoy in the future is Juan Gelman. That's Juan, J-U-A-N, John in Spanish. Gelman is his last name. That's G-E-L-M-A-N. Juan Gelman. And he was born on May 3rd. In 1930, in Buenos Aires. And the first poem I'll read of his, which is short, is from his book called Hechos, meaning facts. And it was a collection of poems between 1974 and 78. And the first poem is called What They Don't Know, and it overlaps with the beginning of the Dirty War in Argentina. So, What They Don't Know. Dark times. Luminous. With sun, the sun covers the city, split by unexpected sirens. The police search. Night falls, and we will make love under this roof. The eighth roof in a month. They know almost everything about us, except this plaster ceiling under which we will make love. Nor do they know about the old pine furniture under the last roof, nor the window the night is beating against as it shines like the sun, nor the beds on the floor where we made love last month, surrounded by faces like the sun that covers the city with sun. And the second poem from Kelman that I'll read is from his book titled Eso, meaning that in English. And it's a collection of poems written between 1983 and 84. The poem is titled The Deluded. The Deluded. Hope fails us often. Grief, never. That's why some think that known grief is better than unknown grief. They believe that hope is illusion. They are deluded by grief.